This, according to Britain's Metropolitan Police Force, is Denis Sergeyev, alias Sergei Fedotov. He's charged with being the third man involved in the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the UK using the nerve agent Novichok in March 2018. A police officer, Nick Bailey, also became critically ill, and a woman, Dawn Sturgis, died months later after she came into contact with nerve agent left behind. Skripal had been a Russian spy turned double agent, feeding secrets to Britain's intelligence services. Released as part of a spy swap, he settled in the Wiltshire city of Salisbury, where he was targeted, say police, by agents working for Russia's GRU military intelligence agency. Sergeyev is thought to have been the man in charge. Prime Minister Boris Johnson demanded the suspects be handed over.
They should recognise that our sense that justice must be done is not abated, and Dawn Sturgis, an innocent member of the British public, died in that event, and we want to see those suspects handed over.
It is the first time that British police and prosecuting authorities have linked the crime and all three suspects to the GRU, confirming the findings of independent investigations. The trio are alleged to have worked together before in Bulgaria and the Czech Republic, though this was the first time they'd been active in the UK. However, it is not the first time that Russia stands accused of going after its enemies on UK soil. In London in 2006, outspoken Kremlin critic Alexander Litvinenko died in agony after being poisoned using a rare radioactive isotope called polonium-210. It was slipped into his tea in a smart London hotel, allegedly by two Russian agents. A judgment by the European Court of Human Rights has found that the Russian state was to blame for what it described as an assassination.
There haven't even been any results of the investigation so far, so such statements are at the very least unfounded. We're not willing to take this ruling on board.
The Kremlin continues to deny involvement in both the Skripal and Litvinenko cases. And another thing that's unlikely to change is that with no extradition treaty and no help from the Russian authorities, all the suspects are likely to remain safe and at large in Russia. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.